This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. This week's edition of On Location comes to you from Virginia and Tennessee. But first, On Location is produced by the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. This week's program is the second episode discussing the National Child Support Noncustodial Parent Employment Demonstration Program grants, better known as CSPED, and the now current Next Generation Grant Forecast. Join Mary Ellen Keeley, Virginia Child Support, as she hosts David Teasdale, the Program Manager, Special Projects, Federal Reporting, and Outreach for the Tennessee Child Support Program. They chat about the challenges and successes and the importance of meeting families where they are at in our service delivery. They also talk about how they got started in child support and what continues to keep them there. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to another episode of NCA On Location, coming to you from Tennessee and Virginia. This is the second episode about the CSPED grant. I had an opportunity to interview two project directors recently, and today I get to speak with another. I'm Mary Ellen Keeley with the Virginia Child Support Agency in Crozet, Virginia. David, will you introduce yourself?
Good morning. My name is David Teasdale, and I am a Department of Human Services Program Manager here in Nashville, Tennessee.
What got you interested in the child support program?
Well, it's kind of a fun story, actually. I stumbled upon the child support program while I was looking for a job when I first arrived here in Tennessee, which is about 20 years ago now. And from day one, I was told by my colleagues, every day you will see something new. And I thought they were a little crazy at the time. And 20 years later, it still happens. So I began as a temp working special projects, and eventually became a caseworker, worked my way up through establishment, enforcement, and interstate, became a team lead and a manager over various departments, such as enforcement and interstate, administration, legal, and eventually moved to the state, where I became the grants manager and worked there dealing with demonstration grants. And now I am over special projects, outreach, and federal reporting.
You know, it's interesting to me how many folks I interview, their story is very similar. They either didn't know that child support existed, they wandered in, they stumbled in. I actually wrote that word down, and then are still here 20 years later and just amazed by it. So as the title of the podcast suggests, we're going to talk about one of the previous federal demonstration grants, CSPED. You know how we love our acronyms here, but what the title of the grant was, the National Child Support Noncustodial Parent Employment Demonstration. And it was launched by the Federal Office of Child Support in 2012 to test the efficacy of child support-led employment strategies. The goal was to increase reliable child support payments among noncustodial parents who are unable to pay child support. Through a competitive grant application process, 8 state child support programs were selected to participate in the 5-year demonstration from October 2012 to September 2017. The 8 states were California, Colorado, Iowa, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. And we're fortunate to talk to the third representative of this series from Tennessee. So, David, will you tell me a little bit about your project?
Certainly. When we began CSPED, we looked at it and determined that we needed a 3-pronged approach. The program itself said child support would lead the demonstration, and we knew that we had to have child support as part of it, where we would help clients understand their cases, their court orders, put holds on enforcement, so as they worked through the program, we could help them and get their court orders modified as needed. We had parenting as our second prong, which was to provide parenting education to all participants that were going through the program. And finally, employment, which obviously is a big chunk for a lot of the people. And for that, we worked closely and contracted with our Department of Labor across the state. So we had their staff working directly with our clients to help them find employment so they could get back on their feet and move forwards towards paying their child support.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense to go to the experts in that realm rather than try to figure that out ourselves. That's not our area of expertise. So what were you most excited about on the project?
At the time, I was most excited to see how a project with child support being the leading agency would look and how working with these external agencies, such as Department of Labor, fatherhood groups and agencies, and working with our customers and seeing how the project would look in the long term. It wasn't so much any one thing. It was more a case of how the flow would work and what it would actually look like in the long run.
Sounds like a true project manager to me. So what were you most worried about? What did you think might not work out the way that you had planned?
I was worried about a number of things. I like to look at both the pros and the cons when I walk into anything. I was concerned about trying to manage staff that weren't actually our staff. So how the contracts would run and how we would actually keep control of those when you're using other agencies and other state employment centers. We do have a lot of contracts running through child support. So we had a lot of history and a lot of knowledge and experience and expertise at that. So we were aware of how some of that would work. I was also worried about clients that would need help beyond our scope. We had a lot of ability to help customers, but we knew coming into it that there would be things that we would have to reach out well beyond the bounds of CSPED and provide referrals and resources from other areas. And finally, it was trying to speed up a legal process through the court systems that we don't actually have a lot of power to do so. So working with the courts, working with the attorneys, and trying to make sure that our customers were getting actions done as quickly as necessary, when we all know that the court process is a very large, cumbersome, and slow at times as it deals with our customers.
That makes sense. Interesting to me how those themes are consistent across a lot of federal demonstration grant projects. I can definitely relate. So what did you hope to accomplish, or how did you define success on your project?
I think we hoped to find employment for our customers that was sufficient for them to stand up on their own two feet, get themselves moving forwards, and be able to pay their child support without that being a financial burden upon them. Success for the project was looking at an increase in the number of people that were able to pay their child support cases, and those especially that wouldn't need to come back to us for a further assistance as they moved forwards. So that's the way we looked at it, as the numbers of individuals that came to us saying, we need your help, and actually finding successful employment and paying on their cases for their children as they move forwards.
I hadn't really thought about that that avenue of hoping that they don't come back. That's an interesting way to look at it, because we always focus on the number of payments and the time they make payments. But really looking at that, did they have to come back for more employment services, is an interesting angle. So what happened to the project after the grant period?
Once the initial grant period ended, we managed to continue running the project for a couple of years after the initial phase. We were using external funding other than the discretionary funds from the OCSS, of course. However, that ran out after a while and we were unable to continue it, and we had to shut down the project and hand the customers back to our respective child support offices in their locations. We did notice that the majority of the customers that were coming through our project were actually we deem them as prior justice involved. So this was individuals that had been through the criminal justice system, individuals that had been released from incarceration, or those that had just dealt with the court systems on a number of times and never actually been incarcerated. And from that, the state of Tennessee actually created a reentry unit within child support. So that has taken on a lot of the customers that were working through CSPED have moved on to become customers that will now be dealt with by the reentry unit. They have a number of different goals dealing with individuals that are coming out of the prison system, but also those that have been released and working with them to help them understand where their situation is and move forward with finding resources for them that they need as they move through the child support program.
Interesting. That's definitely something when I read the reports that came out of the grant and watched some of the presentations talking about that justice involved population and how that could potentially be an avenue for success. Speaking of that, so there is a new grant announcement that came out on February the 2nd. I don't know when this podcast is going to release, so I'm going to say that date rather than when it occurred close to now. So what advice would you give to states that are looking at that announcement? And I will make sure that that is in the show notes should anyone want to see it. But like, if you could do it again, what would you do differently or the same?
That's a tough question, actually. I think advice for other states would be probably two things. Firstly, make sure you get out there and talk to the agencies that you will need to provide the resources and the assistance that child support is limited on. I know within the grant process, we have a number of abilities to step beyond the usual child support bounds and regulations and help the customers. But as in prior grants, it's always been beneficial for us to seek out agencies that can provide the services that we're looking for, because those are the experts. So get out there and talk to them and make sure you get them on board to be part of the demonstrations. And secondly, having a coverage of care is ideal, but we need to look at ways in which we have never considered serving our customers. Within CSPED, we had the ability to go out and meet them where they were. So if we found them a job and they still needed help, we would go out and meet them during their lunch break in their parking lot of their employer and things like that, which the child support offices in the past have not had the ability to do such actions. So it's just thinking outside of the box and making sure you get other agencies on board and let them know what you're doing so they can partner with you.
That makes sense. That I've noticed that Virginia did not participate in CSPED, but we took some of the lessons learned and have built a family engagement program that follows that model of meeting them where they are. And I smiled when you said that, because on the digital marketing grant, when we looked at the different avenues, we continue to say, where are our customers? How can we meet them where they are? So that's kind of the theme of the grant programs, I guess. So I'm really fortunate to work on a team of readers. So before I wrap up today, I always like to ask this question that I borrowed from Brené Brown's podcast, not my own. And the question is, what's on your nightstand right now? And by that, I mean, what are you reading?
Right now, I have a book on my nightstand that I've not yet started. It's there ready for me to start. It's a copy of Chris Mefford's Leadership is Overrated, How the Navy SEALs and Successful Businesses Create Self-Leading Teams That Win, I believe it is. And I'm about to dig into that one. I'm a big reader of all sorts of things, but management books, I have to switch them in and out with everything else. The fun reading rather than the serious things that can help me with myself at work and personally.
Yeah, definitely. I read mostly fiction. I put in a nonfiction every once in a while, and I keep a list of all the books that the podcast guests share with me, and I get to them one at a time. But I like to put a historical fiction book in between the nonfiction books. On behalf of the podcast team, I want to thank you, David, for joining us today for another episode of NCIA On Location to speak with us and share a little bit about yourself. Also, I want to thank you for all you do in the child support community. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. I'm Mary Ellen Keeley, and this has been NCIA On Location.
On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCIA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.